Good morning, folks. Rick here. How are we doing this fine and glorious day? Hello. I can hear you. I haven't muted you yet.
Morning.
Amazing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excellent. Morning.
There we go. Good, good, good. Okay. It's an amazing morning. Hold on one second. See, I just wanted you to have a little second there at the beginning of the call to show how many people we have on, because we have a lot of people on today. So, awesome, folks. Welcome. What is today? The 29th? Is today the 29th? Yes, it is the 29th. Okay, so we have today what I'm going to do is I'm just going to explain a little bit first where I'm going to be this week. So if you're in California, I'm going to be doing success series at the Your Belinda office, okay, all day, starting at 9 today and tomorrow. Then I'm at the Lake Elsinore office Wednesday and Thursday, 30th and 31st. 29th and 30th, 31st and 1st. Okay, Wednesday and Thursday at the Lake Elsinore office, and then the 2nd at the Upland office, Friday the 2nd, the Upland office. So if you're in California this week and you can go to one of those, please do that. Okay, so awesome, folks. All right, so today what I'm going to talk about on this podcast is I'm going to talk about I've done some really good interviews, you know, including Ivan Scheer last week and Avi Dangour, Katie Kasama. The list goes on. People I've interviewed at Success Series the last few weeks as well. So what I did today is I'm going to break down the 9 top points. And then if anybody has a question, you can hit *6 on your phone and ask me a question during these points. Jump in. But remember, if you hit *6 on your phone, we can hear you the rest of the time. So just make sure you remute your own phone once you ask your question, okay, because it's really good for the recording if it stays nice and quiet like it is right now. All right, but I can hear you as soon as you unmute yourself, all right? So here's what I came up with 9 points today, all right? So the first one I want to start with is number one thing is decide who you're going to be in real estate, all right? And it doesn't matter whether you've been in the business 10 minutes, 10 years, 20 years. Decide who you're going to be, meaning, and I think this was Avi's point, is look, if you're never going to call an expired, stop talking about it. You don't have to be successful. He doesn't. Right? If you're never going to go visit a FSBO, that's okay. I mean, personally, I love both of those resources, okay? But, hey, you can do it by having a tremendous spear. There's so many ways you can do this business. There's no one way in particular that you have to do it, all right? But decide who you're going to be, meaning that, like you always hear Mark Stark say, your daily revenue commitment. Daily revenue commitment is how many people you're going to talk to on a daily basis in order to achieve your goal. Okay, so whether it's talking to your sphere, whether it's, you know, I'm going to have active open houses, I'm going to work a farm, I'm going to do expireds, I'm going to do for sale by owners, whatever. But just decide who you're going to be, and then you got to do it. Okay, so that's the part. Okay, I have to sit down and figure out, all right, how I'm going to be. I mean, there's got to be a way I'm going to do this. And let's face it, folks, you're in the real estate business, okay? You know, on a group call I had right before this call, someone mentioned, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Amazon is thinking about getting in the real estate business. And I was like, there's just another player. Purple Bricks just left. So he asked me, what do you think of that? And I honestly, this is what I think about it. I think it's like, you know, hey, because they're obviously a successful company and people look at real estate and they go, oh, it's so easy. I mean, anybody can do real estate. You know, anybody can sell a few homes a year. But if you're going to be a top producer, it's a whole different gig. It's kind of like having open heart surgery. You don't go for the person who has, you know, you go for the person who has the most history, you know, that has a really good track record. That's what, if you want top dollar for your home, that's what you're looking for. Not the volume. You know, it's really an individual thing that you can make a connection with people. All right. So when I say decide who you're going to be, there's so many ways you can do the real estate business. And once again, if you're in California, come to one of my 3 events this week and I can help you with that. All right. So decide who you're going to be is the number one point today. And these are in no orders of importance because they're all important. Number 2, understand what you're worth. And we just kind of covered that a little bit. Okay. Understand what you're worth. I think Ivan and Avi talked about this, which is, you know, it took them a few years to realize how important in the real estate transaction they really were. You can save people unbelievable amounts of money. If they don't use you, it could cost them unbelievable amounts of money. And I think a lot of times we don't really understand that, how important we are in the transaction. So understand how important you are is real. I'm not saying be egotistical and arrogant. I'm just saying that most sellers have no idea what's involved in a real estate transaction. And if you're working with FSBOs, as I have in my career, and I know a bunch of people on this call are, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They have no idea that there's certain forms and certain things that they have to do, regardless of whether they're for sale by owner or not. All right. That's why when I work for sale by owners, I call it lying, you know, laying doubt droppings when I go over and view the property. I'm just asking them questions that I know that they haven't thought of. All right. Then they start questioning. I never tell them they can't do it. I just ask them questions so they self-discover this is way more involved than I thought. You know, so I always find that it's so much more effective when you ask somebody questions and get them to self-discover than it is to go in and tell. Nobody wants to be told, especially with a for sale by owner who's paid for an ad or went on a website and, you know, thinks they might be able to pull this off. They need time to fail. Okay, that's what they need. And it's your job to let them have time to fail. Okay, but by being there during the process. So obviously, number one, decide who you want to be. Once again, if you're in California this week, come visit me and I go over that with you guys, help you with that. Understand what you're worth. You're a very valuable part of this transaction. Look, you passed a real estate exam. You've been selling real estate. You're a professional in this business. Most sellers don't understand what's involved. Okay, so that's number two on my list. Number three is be the most knowledgeable person, okay, in the room about real estate, all right? Now, how do you do that? I think it's just work. You know, you have to spend time. Like, I'll give you an example. If I'm having an active open house, all right, I know about every active listing in that neighborhood. Okay, if it's in my farm, okay, I've done the work. I know what the actives are. I know who has sold in the last few months. I would go back at least 6. And if it's a very unique neighborhood, you might go back a year, a unique property. Okay, so when I'm at an active open house, I know the neighborhood. All right, like I know my neighborhood. My neighborhood is 142 homes. There are 2 pools. I know the stats. And just because you don't live in a neighborhood, if you're having an open house, because look, if I'm going to an active open house, I'm really going to find a property that I can buy. And I think sometimes they're looking for somebody they can actually trust and work with. If they think they know more than you, they're not going to use you. Okay? Like I love what Brian Chisholm in Arizona says. When they walk into an open house, he says to them, he introduces himself and says, hey, can I give you a 30-second commercial on this house? And he goes through the neighborhood and what it has. So he's showing them he's done his homework on the neighborhood and the property. Okay? So be the most knowledgeable. I go over to a seller's house. I've done the comps. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to price. But once again, like I was saying earlier, I don't present and tell a CMA. I ask them a CMA. And if you've never done it that way, where you ask them the CMA and don't tell them, meaning that I walk them through, where is that property? Have you been in that property? Okay, do you know where that is? Right. So I, and if I've been in some of them, I'm going to let them know. And if they're actives, I've been over to see them before I go over to their house. So when they do things like, well, my house is nicer than that house. Well, I was in that one on Tuesday and, okay, so being brutally honest with people. But you can't do that unless you are the most knowledgeable person about that particular situation. And guys, all that takes, okay, is time. It's time. Like, I really believe that most of us need to study what to say. Like, when I do success series, okay, when I talk about a listing presentation, I always ask this question, okay, how do you become great at a presentation? Now, everybody on the call is probably thinking the same thing. Well, you practice it. Everybody knows the answer. You practice it. But how many people do that? Yeah, almost none. You mean practice a listing presentation? Yes, I mean practice a listing presentation. Okay, that's what I mean. Absolutely. All right. And that's how you become good at it. Remember, like whether you're in Vegas, California, Arizona, I mean, The average sale price varies, but let's even use $400,000. $400,000 at 6%, it's $24,000. That's a lot of money. When I go over to their house, when I'm talking, I don't care what they say. Here's what they're thinking. Is this person worth 24 grand? They don't care you're splitting it with somebody else. They're listening to you going, is this person worth the commission? And if the answer is no, they don't sign with you. If the answer is yes, then they do. So it just takes time to be the most knowledgeable person in the room, all right? So number four on my list is work every day. And then people go, well, that's such a basic, yeah, but you're in real estate. You're an independent contractor. A lot of us, and Haiti Kasama brought this up at my success series last week too, 2 weeks ago. It's, you know, you have to work every day. We all worked for somebody else before, all right? Had to be at work at a certain time, you know, and leave at a certain time, you know, take breaks at a certain time, lunch at a certain time. And then you get in real estate and you know, now the crack of 8 becomes the crack of 10 in the morning. Well, that's not how you're going to be successful. You got to start at a certain time, end at a certain time, and work every day. You know, a full-time job on average is 2,000 work hours a week. Okay, that's what it is. Now, look, at being available 24/7 is not the same as working every day. I don't agree with, I call them the store 24 agents. I'm not available 24/7. I'm available certain hours of the day. I give my customers extremely good customer service. Okay, but I am not available. You can't text me 11 o'clock at night and I'm going to answer because I've been sleeping in my gigs for 2 hours at least. All right, so I don't wake up, okay, unless it's an emergency with something on fire or, all right. So working every day is not the same as being available 24/7. Most people that are available 24/7 is because they're not working during the hours they could be working. So that's their value proposition. All right. I'm not taking away from great customer service. I believe in it. Okay. But I can't call my doctor or lawyer at 7 o'clock at night and expect them to answer it, or my dentist, or, you know, people just understand that. If you set expectations with people and do a great job, there's no reason to be available 24/7. Okay. So you got to work every day. It's really, okay, not that complicated. Like I believe most of us need to have a very consistent time block schedule. I come in at a certain time. I do this. Once again, I'm taking success series this week. I'm doing it, once again, I'm doing it three times in California this week. I'm also doing it in Arizona next week. And then the following week in Nevada. Okay, so this is like the month of success series. All right, so everybody can take it in the next 3 weeks that's on this call. Everybody. All right, so please be there. All right, so work every day, you know, and the reason I brought that up is there's a schedule in the workbook, section 5, that goes through an exact time block schedule. But I'm going to tell you right now, when we said decide who you're going to be on point number one, right, if my daily revenue commitment is to talk to 15 people a day, I'm doing it first. Because I know in this business, if I don't do it first, it ain't happening, you know, 8 out of 10 days. If I do it first, the chances are a hell of a lot better that I get it in. And I'm talking about even when you get busy. The group call I did right before this, you know, everybody on that call is extremely busy and they're still doing their daily revenue commitments to the best of your ability, which is really exciting to see. Okay? So work every day. Look at number 5 on my list. Have a plan. Have a plan. Okay, the old saying, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. I agree with that. It doesn't mean you're going to fall. Nobody's perfect. You're not going to follow it every single day, but having a plan allows you to follow it 70 to 80% of the time. If you follow a plan, a good business plan, all right? So I know everybody that's taken success series and everybody that's in my coaching and so forth, they all have a plan. Okay, they all have a business plan, all right? So it's not a coincidence that people who have a plan and write their goals down do better. It's just not. It's a fact. As a matter of fact, if you want to listen to something about that, listen to something on YouTube for free called The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. I think it's like 30 minutes long. All right. Everybody should listen to that. I listen to that 3 or 4 times a year just to remind myself. The Strangest Secret, which is not a secret at all. Earl Nightingale goes through it. It's really good. Okay, so have a plan. Keep it simple. And your plan needs to require all the important parts, which are prospecting, lead follow-up, quality appointments, negotiating deals, the busy, the billable hour parts of real estate. Okay? Number six on my list is be consistent. That right there is the toughest part for most of us. Be consistent. And I'm talking about be consistent with your schedule, be consistent with your plan, be consistent with your diet, be consistent with your workouts, everything. Right? I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, if you're consistent, we all should have goals in all the areas of our life, our health, our relationships, spirituality, money, family. You should all have areas of your life that you have goals in. And when you're consistent to the best of your ability, at the end of the day, when you go home and it's time to go to sleep, you have the best sleep of your life. It's when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing and beating yourself up for the fact that you know you could be being more. That's why when people talk about money, money's important, don't get me wrong. It makes the world go round. That's why you're working. But I believe what's most important is that each one of you maximize to the best of your ability your potential. When you're doing that, you feel great about yourself, even before the money comes. You know, the old adage, chicken or the egg, right? I mean, what comes first, success or happiness? I think they end up going together, but if you're not sure consistent, okay, I don't think you can do that. I really don't. Okay? So that was, and once again, these are the top producer points. The next one was have a great coach. Ooh, I like that one. Have a great coach. You know, I'm just going to say this, and just because, you know, the average person in my coaching last year did 21 transactions. The average in the company, okay, is less than half that. Now, is that because of me? No. I mean, I think it's because you've submitted to a process, to a program, to a plan, all right? And I think that that is what gets you there, all right? I've been doing this for 35 years. I think I'm relatively good at it, but without somebody who's willing to do it, okay, it ain't going to happen. So have a great coach, whether you have Tom Ferry, Mike Ferry, Floyd Wickman, Danny Kennedy, Richard, any of them. Okay, like Ivan said last week, Kenny Goodfellow, another friend of mine. Just have somebody that you buy into their process. Okay, so have a great coach / buy into a process. I have a process I teach you guys. Okay, the difference between mine and all the other ones I just mentioned, if you join mine and you're with the company, it's free. It's free. There is no cost. There is no charge. There's no bill at the end of the month. Okay, so it's free. So if you want to get involved with my coaching, all you need to do is email my assistant, Michelle. That's Michelle with one L, A, the letter A, at bhhsnv.com. Okay, so there you go. All right, number eight on my list. By the way, does anybody have a question? You know, I'd like to, since I don't have an interview today, does anybody have a question? Hit star six, if you, and I can hear you. Does anybody have a question of anything that I've covered so far? Don't be shy. Go ahead. I hear somebody.
Omar Lopez in Las Vegas. How are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good, good. Hey, I'm listening to you, Grace. My question to you is this. I mean, one of my biggest problems is time management, as far as I know that you're supposed to set up a block of activities throughout the day and then move forward. But then you get a call from a potential seller, and then you get a call from someone that wants to know about one of your listings. How do you manage when you get all those requests and demands and you already have a set up schedule?
Okay, that's a great question. Okay, so there's no easy answer to that, all right? So No, I'm going to give you my answer. Right? My answer is, okay, so Omar, if my daily revenue commitment is to talk to 15 people, okay, as you always hear Mark's day, I'm going to start at 8 a.m. So to the best of my ability, you know, like most people that call you, you know, they call you mid-morning, early afternoon. If you have your daily revenue commitment done by then you can get involved in those things. So, like, that's why I always did my prospecting first, Omar. I got that done first. So, now, does that mean that every once in a while I'm prospecting, somebody calls me and wants to sign a contract or list a property? Yeah, that's happened to me. And then I try to pay it back, you know, in the afternoon. But I know that if I start at 8 and I have to talk to 15 people, for me, that means 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm done and I have the rest of the day. So even if somebody calls me at 9, has to wait 30 minutes until I'm done, I'd rather do that than keep interrupting my schedule. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, cool. All right, so there you go. So the answer is time blocking, but there's no perfection, dude. If you can get your schedule done 80% of the time, amen. That's great. All right, cool. Thanks for the question, Omar. I appreciate it. All right, so that's number 7 was have a great coach. Number 8 is have a great team around you. All right, so like for me, that means like I love our affiliates. All right, I'm going to use Axiom Mortgage. I'm going to use, you know, Equity in Nevada. I'm going to use, you know, I'm going to use our affiliates per market. They're slightly different per market, but I'm going to use them myself because I want somebody who's on the same team as me handling my, you know, my closing, my buyer, the times that have to be met on the loan, blah, blah, blah. I personally would rather have somebody handling that's on my team than to be managing that the whole time myself. It just takes away from what you need to do. And to be quite frank, when it comes to a loan or a closing or whatever, it's not really in your job description. Your job description is to put properties on the market at the right price, is to find buyers and find them properties. Okay, after that, the loan belongs to the bank. Now, I know a lot of you have to manage that because, you know, you're not dealing, in my opinion, with the right people. Okay, but if you are, you don't have to deal with that. It allows you to do what your job is. Okay, be more consistent with your job. Okay, so have a great team around you. And then the last one I have here is be authentic. Be authentic. All right, and it kind of goes back to the first point, decide who you're going to be. Because if you're not being who you are, it is very transparent, folks. And I'm going to use social media as my example. Some of you on social media do an incredible job, and then I think some of you are trying to be people you're not. I'll give you one example. And people hate when I say this, by the way. Use your current picture. Okay, you look how you look today. All right, get over it. The number one person who has to get over that is you, because no one else is beating you up and counting your chins and looking at how much or no hair that you have. Okay, and if some of you remember 3-4 months ago, I did a funny post about that with that 10-year challenge. It's the most viewed, commented thing I've ever done on social media. So have a little fun with it too. I've said, when you're being authentic, people love, see, the great thing about social media today is like when I started in the business, in order to get the same kind of reach that we can get right now for almost free, I mean, you could do a little boosting and that's great, but you don't have to. In order to get the same kind of reach that you guys can get for free in 1985 to, geez, up until probably 10 years ago, you had to buy TV, newspaper, magazines, billboards, bus benches, shopping carts. Today, if you get good at social media, okay, you can pretty much get that same reach for almost free, all right? So be authentic. Don't be afraid to show the world. I would even say be vulnerable. I just did a video this morning. Boom. Stood up, did the video, sent it to Michelle to boost all over the place, and I don't even look at them anymore, all right? Because I do the same thing to myself that you guys do to you. Here's what I know. If your picture that you're using for your marketing doesn't match the videos, and that's what will stop a lot of you from doing videos, is that your video won't match your picture, okay? So stop doing that to yourself, okay? You are who you are. Be authentic. You look how you look, okay? Hopefully you can live with that, all right? I mean, look at me. I have no hair, and I still boost all over the place, all right? So, you know, be authentic, have fun with it, and understand that people are wanting to work with you, okay, because of who you are, all right, and your ability to help them get what they want, whether it be selling their house or buying a new house, okay, and getting it done, okay, without any problems and so forth, or as few, I should say, all right? So any other questions before I do a quick review here? Any other questions? Thanks, Omar, for that question. That was a great one, too. Any other questions about anything going on before I do this quick review? Star 6, and I can hear you. All right, so here we go. So decide who you're going to be. I'm going to review these quickly. Decide who you're going to be. And that to me means, how are you going to prospect? All right. Number two, understand what your worth is. You are very valuable in a transaction. Do a great job for people. Number three, be the most knowledgeable. Do your homework. Study every appointment you go on so you are the most knowledgeable, even your active open houses, because a lot of you, that's how you get introduced to people. Work every day. Have a start time. Have an end time. Have a plan. You should have a business plan. If you don't, sit down with your managers, join my coaching, all of the above. Be consistent. Once you decide what that plan is and what your schedule is, be consistent. All right? Have a great coach. You guys can buy one or you can have one for free. Okay? Either way, you should have one. Have a great team around you. I would recommend you use our affiliates. This is not a commercial for them. I'm just saying because I think they're really good. I've been with the company 5 years now. Our affiliates are really good. Right? And number nine, be authentic. Be who you are. Have a personality. And with social media today, you can even have an awesome, fun persona, and you will do business from getting good at that. So if you're saying to yourself right now, oh, social media isn't me. It wasn't me 4 years ago either. Everything I've done on social media since I started this job. I didn't even have a Facebook page before I started this job. I came from a place where we just didn't talk about social media. All right, now I think it's a great idea because it works. All right, folks. So look, all right, if you're in California, remember I'm doing Success Series 3 times this week. Yerba Linda, Lake Elsinore, and Upland. Next week in Arizona, the following week in Nevada. You guys are the best. We'll pick this up in exactly, 1 week from today. Woo! Let's go get them, folks. I'll talk to you then. Thanks.